Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Genton, and I will be your host today. This is the first Friday of July, 2026, and we do this. We have a water meditation every first Friday of the month, and we have done that since 2014. So
wow.
It's been a long time. Yeah, can you believe it? And the website, globalwaterhealing.org, has archives of all the past meditations. So at any time, if you want to do a water meditation, you can just go to that website, click on meditations, and there's like close to 150 of them on there. They're all different, they're all unique, and they're all interesting. So feel free to use that at any time. And I'm really happy to have Pratima Freeman here today. She's an old friend. She's done some of these meditations for us in the past. Pratima is a licensed psychotherapist, and she offers counseling and psychotherapy and spiritual guidance. But I would also say she is quite the world traveler. she grew up in England. She's lived in India and the U.S., I think Australia. She's been all over. And way back in the late 90s, she did a four-year solitary retreat in some wilderness areas in the southwest of the U.S. And during that time, she was receiving very profound transmissions, including a series of visualizations for healing the planet. And it became very clear to her that the most efficient and rapid way to affect change here in the material world is through energy transmission. So that's right in alignment with everything that we do here on the first Fridays of the month. So Pratima's website is healingconversations.net if you want to read more about her. But I'm just thrilled to have you here today, Pratima.
Well, thank you, Mary. You know, I was under the impression we were going to do a sound check at quarter till. And when I didn't hear from you, I got terribly worried, and I tried to call you, but you were already online, so I couldn't reach you. And I had a little worry there.
I was waiting on this line for you.
Yeah, so I finally had the brilliant idea to check into this line. Okay.
Well, it happens. Where are you physically right now? I
currently
have no idea.
Right now I'm in Nevada, California.
Oh, okay.
Preparing to go to France, to Europe for a year. So.
All right. I had no idea what time zone you were even in. So.
Yeah.
Well, perfect. So what have you got for us today?
Well, I've got a guided meditation. That's it.
All right. Well, take it away.
Okay. So let's start just by settling into your seat and taking some deep breaths so that you can let your energy sink comfortably down into your body. And feel how well you are supported by the earth. So whether your feet are on the ground, or you're sitting on a chair with your legs spread out, feel through the base of your body your connection to the earth. And breathe up through the soles of your feet or the base of your spine, earth energy. And on that out-breath, breathe down into the earth, all the way down into the crust of the earth, where you can feel the roots of the trees spreading, the insects aerating the dirt, all the movement through the earth, and deeper and below that, at the core and the center, the spirit of Gaia, as she moves up and out into our material plane, as trees, as grass. Feeling her aliveness, her adaptability, and her creativity move up through you as you breathe her in. And becoming aware of yourself sitting in your own space. And expanding your energy out into this circle of 44 people. Just visioning this circle of healers pulling together. And feeling moving into the circle, divine healing energy, so that the circle becomes bright and light with a golden light. And calling in with you all of your guides, teachers, and healers, the magical beings on every plane that support healing on this planet. So that we become together a huge, bright sun of healing light and energy. And in the center of this circle, we float the planet Earth. Seeing her in her blue beauty, oceans moving around the continents, the poles at the north and the south, and as we hold her in our globe of healing energy, of golden light, visualize falling onto the planet a gentle rain. And as this rain falls, a really soft, spring-like rain, all over the planet, see each drop of water infused with golden healing light. And as this rain falls onto the planet and into the rivers and lakes and onto the oceans, as each drop falls, a great wave of golden light spreads outward from it. And let yourself now enter one of these drops of rain and land with it into a body of water. And as the golden light spreads, see the water becoming aerated and purified and cleansed and healed. So that throughout the waterways of the planet, as this golden light lands and drops upon them, the water begins to cool. And as it cools, all of the algae blooms, all of the effects of the heating of the water become softened and soothed and shrink and dissolve, and the water becomes clarified. And as it does, the natural algae, the natural green, the natural seaweed, the natural growth return in health to the water. And in the ocean and through the oceans, as this golden light spreads, every mollusk, every being, from the tiniest to the greatest whale, the octopus and the eels and all of the fish, feel a great arising of life energy and joy and oxygenation and brightness. And the coral begins to heal and bloom in color. And the water becomes cleansed. And cooled. And as it cools, so do the poles. And so we begin to return the earth to balance. And through the mountain ranges, this gentle rain falls as snow. Melting down through the rivers and gentle waterways, bringing with it this golden healing light, the cooling and oxygenating, the reestablishing of the life-giving environment for fish, for eels, for river otter, for all of the beautiful creatures that depend on the health of this water. And through the rocks, through the limestone, through sand, this golden light is brought by the rain down into the aquifers, which begin to fill. And as they fill the crust of the earth, cools. And as these waters begin to heal, and the planet begins to find its natural temperature, and balance begins to return to all that lives here on this planet, we too, who are water embodied in skin, find ourselves coming into balance through this golden healing light. And as balance returns, so does heartfulness, so does kindness and inclusivity, so does our deep, deep belonging and oneness with the planet and all beings upon it. And through this gentle rain, vision the entire planet from core to surface to atmosphere and beyond, filled with golden light, penetrating every atom and every cell. And let that energy move through your body as your body becomes the body of the earth. Find there the balance. That brings everything to right. Draw it in. So that you feel your heart embracing the whole of it in love, in healing, and hope and compassion. And in the silence, feeling the oceans breathe, feeling the mountains settle and rest, feeling the poles freeze over. Seeing the rivers and the waterways flow richly and fully, and the fish jump through them. Feeling the whole planet take a deep, deep in-breath. And a sigh of release, settling into rightness, and the glory that is in all this life, this teeming, teeming life. On this beautiful rock. And when you're ready, coming back into our circle, with the planet at the center, and sending from your heart to the world, your blessings, your compassion, your hopes, and your dreams. And gently and in your own time, coming back into your seat, coming present and into your body. And just resting here, feeling the sweet tides of your breath moving through you. As you feel the earth support you from below. And resting in belonging. Resting in love. Moving your fingers and your toes. And gently coming back into your seat. And when you're ready, unmuting yourself.
Wow. Thank you, Pratima. That was really powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah. I especially love the part where we entered a drop of water.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, woohoo. That was really, really fun. And I think it's going to take a minute for people to get back in their bodies.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that was lovely. The vision of everything on the planet saturated with that golden light.
Yeah.
With that healing light, you know. So exactly what we need right now in every aspect. So, yeah, beautiful, perfect. If there's anyone that would like to share something or have a question, anything like that, you can *6 to unmute yourself and tell us your name. Hi, we're having a little trouble hearing you, but go ahead.
Sorry, I'm just unmuting the phone. I just think there's no greater gift right now than these meditations. And Fatima, it was just, thank you so much. People are so materialistic. That there's no greater gift than these things. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks for showing up. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anyone else that would like to say something?
Well, silence is important.
I had this vote. Hi, this is Ajit from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much. And showing up with everyone in the circle. And I had a profound experience of my body as the earth. And resting in that just gentle buoyancy of the, you know, of the gentle rain and Mary, like the golden light. And I'm sorry, I came just 5 minutes late, so I didn't know where you were coming from. But I had this sense of just blue water wherever you are. And I just so appreciate just the wisdom and the feeling that I experienced of this everlasting love. Thank you.
Thank you, Richie.
Hi to everybody.
Hi, this is Margaret from Silver Spring, Maryland. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, Margaret.
Okay. Great. It was the first time I've spoken, so I wasn't quite sure how that worked. Anyway, thank you so much. And for me, it was such a gift today because so much of the country is in this tremendous heat wave, including where I am. And I have a particular, I work very closely with the plants and the trees in our yard. And there's one very large oak, red oak tree that's like a guardian tree for me. And it has just been stressed from heat and drought and bitter cold this winter. And I can see it more than any of the other trees really struggling in the heat. And so when I entered a drop of water, I was rain coming to the land and cooling the soil and helping this tree. It was just a chance to work more closely with helping this tree intake water. And it's going to be a process because I think its xylem and phloem are quite clogged up, but it was just such a gift to be able to work with that in a concentrated way. And I feel like there is movement towards healing for this tree. So thank you so much.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, and I would like to say, too, you know, the more you go out and put your hands on that tree and talk to it and encourage it to take the water in, to heal, you know, expressing how much you love that tree, it makes such a big difference.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So love
now,
that.
Now, how do I... That's right. And how do I mute myself again?
exactly the way you came in. So did you star six?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thanks for sharing.
Hi, this is Sabina. Am I heard?
Yes.
No, thank you. Okay. I came on as you were bringing us back into our bodies, and I can still feel the love and energy of what happened, and what the person just said about water. I'm in New Mexico. It's been very hot, but we've had a reprieve. If it's okay, I'd actually like to ask for help. My beloved cat Sashi is, quote, missing. She was unable to come back home since Sunday, so it's the fifth day. Anybody that could help with that, I would really appreciate it.
Well, let's just take a minute here and I'll imagine Sashi coming back home to you. Also, I don't know if you're aware of what's called the golden cord exercise.
No.
But if you go to my website, marygetton.com, and I believe it's the resources section, it tells you how to do that when your animal's missing. And it can often be very helpful. So check that out and give it a try today. Just keep seeing her walking up to the door. Keep sending that picture out.
Yeah, I will do that. I
6 this morning, before 6 this morning, I was just going to go out without doing anything else first and go and see if I could find her meter again. And there was the Rottweilers, the loose Rottweilers, that that's what it's been, is she's not safe to come home.
Yeah.
That's what I think. So then, and it's as if she's part of me, connected to her.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Well, I'll hold that for you as she gets back safe.
Yeah, that vision, please. Yes. Yeah. And I need to hold it my own self, you know, above the Rottweilers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Forget about that Rottweiler. Just
they're
coming home and being safe.
They need to disappear. She come. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, Sabine. There's somebody else.
Hi, this is
Karen
from San Francisco.
Hi, Karen.
Hi there. I want to thank you so much for the wonderful, wonderful meditation and the peace it brought to me. Mm-hmm. And absolute, your tone of voice was so perfect to evoke a profound feeling of peace in me. And I am very, very grateful for that.
Thank you, Karen.
So I'd like to
So glad.
I'd like to thank you for that. And I'd like to send a piece. There are several songs that I sing, but one is Send Your Love Over the Mountains, Send Your Love Over the Sea, Send Your Love Around the Whole World, and It Will Come Back to Me. But this one, with the piece you have just provided, I'm sending it to Venezuela and all those people who have been displaced or died, or they're looking for their families, the moms, the families who are missing their kids, the kids who are missing their parents. So this profound peace, I will be sending it over to them. So thank you for creating peace.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else?
This is Muriel on Tybee Island. I just want to add my voice that I remember the last meditation you did and how it affected me. Just what was just said, the incredible peace that something about your vibration and the tone of your voice as well as the words, and I felt it again, just so profoundly. What a gift. Thank you.
Thank you, Luke. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Pratima. Really beautiful. Is there anyone else? If not, we can wrap this up.
Well, Mary, this is Linda. I just had a question for you. Have you had any more messages from Granny about the effect that our meditations are having?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Linda. I have not talked to Granny in, I would say, a couple years.
Oh, wow.
And I just thought about that this morning. I thought, wow, you know, I need to sit down and check in with her and ask, you know, what she's seen or where she is or what's going on, et cetera. So, no, I have not. And I've just been off, you know, doing this and doing tree things. And, you know, it's been since she's been out of her body now for, a long time. And, I just haven't been as involved with the whales. So I do. I need to sit down. So I will try to do that before the next meditation and give you all a report. Because I also wanted to tell her that our book is coming out this year in Japan.
Ooh. Wow.
So Granny's going to have a new life in Japan later this year. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what sort of a life it will have over there. Yeah. So anyway, thanks, Linda. I will talk to her.
Mary, this is Ajit again. I just wanted to say that I found you, and maybe for everyone else, and this is the serendipity of continuing to share our words and your words. When I was living in this yurt in Orcas Island, the book about Granny was on the bedside table. And it was through that book and my relationship with Granny that I reached out to you. And I thought, oh my gosh, and that changed my life. Your book changed my life, and it came to me completely as a gift. And I was on the island, so I was able to, I didn't see any whales, but I was able to go to Friday Island and go to the whale sanctuary. And I was able to do all of these things because of your book and because of Granny.
Oh,
and I'm just
fun.
So excited that it's going to be in Japan. And it doesn't matter however many, I just don't think time exists anymore because so I encourage you to and thanks Linda for asking and again thank you so much.
All right, I promise I'll talk to Granny before our next get together and I'll give you a report on August 7th, which will be our next meditation, and that will be led by Jillian Rutledge. I think a few of you guys on here know Jillian, all of us Cetacean Summit people that are here. So, yeah, Jillian will be here next month to lead us in a meditation.
And well, I want to say, Mary, thank you for this work because it's wonderful. It's transformative. And it's what we can do.
It is what we can do, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there is so much we can do on an energetic level.
Right.
And you know, it's so easy to get stuck with what can I do, but there are things we can do. And this group has been dedicated to this for all these years now, and it's a very dedicated group of people that show up every month. And
I see that, yes.
It takes all of us, you know. It takes the people who lead the meditations, and it takes the people who do the meditations, and you know, it's a community and it's a commitment, and it's a really special, loving group of people that show up here month after month.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you, Pratima. We'll
thank you. Thank you for hosting me.
Yeah. Well, we'll get you back again.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got kind of about a 2-year rotation going now. So
that's what I get.
Really
yeah.
good people. So it works. It's great. And good luck to you on your trip to France.
Oh, and when you get off of this call, you'll get all these worried voicemails from me, which you can now ignore.
Oh, good. Good. Well, you'll get a worried email from me, which you can ignore. Anyway, it all worked out beautifully.
It did. It did. Thank you, everybody, for showing up and receiving the work and participating in it. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm going to unmute everybody, and then we can all say our chaotic goodbye to each other. Happy 4th of July, everyone, here in the States.
Right. Happy 4th.
Be safe.
Yeah.